I'm knee-deep in the single most important case of my career.
What are we up against here?
The most formidable criminal mind in Europe.
Professor James Moriarty.
If we can stop him, we shall prevent the collapse of Western civilization.
Mr. Holmes? I have a feeling you're in danger.
Are you sure you want to play this game?
I'm afraid you'd lose.
Okay, here's the deal. It's rare for a sequel to actually deliver pretty much everything that the first film did, but Sherlock Holmes: A Game of Shadows does it. The cast and crew are back from the 2009 film with Guy Ritchie laying out his frenetic pop style of directing to make a younger, punchier Sherlock Holmes. The film finds Holmes going nose-to-nose with the notorious Dr. Moriarty trying to foil a plot to take over a segment of the European economy. Like the first film, it gets a bit convoluted in the middle, but this one doesn't take itself too seriously at least, and that makes it a little more fun. There's some great action moments in the film, and some brilliant chemistry between Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law as Holmes and Watson. The Moriarty standoff is also quite good, though it takes a bit too long to get there. Still, if you like the first movie, you should like this one as well. Sherlock Holmes: A Game of Shadows gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.